Then. This is Sophie Grant interviewing Helen Fagelman for the NoFit State Archive Project. The time is 5 to 6 and the time is Wednesday the 4th of November. Helen, please can you say your name and spell it for the purpose of the recording?
My name is Helen Fagelman and it's spelled H-E-L-E-N-F-A-G-E-L-M-A-N.
Thank you. So please can you tell me how you first ended up getting involved with NoFit State and what your role was?
Well, I'd worked in circus for a long time. I'd worked for a company called Skinning the Cat, who were an aerial circus company who were in the forefront of contemporary circus in the UK. And I had been working in theatre and I was looking for a way to get back into circus. And I posted my details on a website of an organisation that used to be called the Circus Arts Forum, but is now called something else. And the following day, NoFit State rang me and said, was I interested in coming along and doing Immortal? And so I went and I met Tom and we had a good chat, and that was pretty much it. And that was Immortal in 2004, the first touring show.
So what was your role?
I was stage manager. There was two of us that first year. There was me and there was Robin, and we shared the duties out between us. So he was more of production and I was more show. And then for all the subsequent years following, I was stage manager and box office and general, you know, right up until Barricade, which was my last show with NoFit.
So why did you end up, why did you stop working with NoFit State?
That's an interesting question. That wasn't a deliberate choice on my part. It's just how things happened.
So what was your experience like working with the company?
It was brilliant. I had 9 brilliant years, did some great work. I worked on Immortal, Immortal for Curve, Taboo, Barricade, Mundo Parallelo. And all of those shows were superb. I'm not saying it was easy because it wasn't. Particularly in the early years with Immortal, we were very committed to the project, but there was a lot of stuff that the company needed to learn, and as did all the company members, you know, and it became, sometimes it was incredibly hard, and sometimes it wasn't, but it was always good fun. Well, I say that, but, you know, I mean, we had a great time.
Yeah.
It was, you know, there was, in the first year, people might have talked to you about, you know, the water issues and lack of toilets and having to go to health centres for showers and all this kind of stuff, and you know, and that was, but we were all prepared to go with that because it was, we were committed to the project. The following year, once the company started putting that kind of infrastructure in, it became a lot easier for all of us. You know, I mean, they do it really well now. Back in the early days, it was it could be a struggle sometimes, but you know, we still always made really good work, and that was what was really important, and the audiences always loved it.
Great. So what are your favourite memories of working with the company?
Oh, there's a lot. You know, we went to some great places. The month in Lisbon was brilliant. The month we did in Montreal was also brilliant. Some of the French gigs were really, really good. And doing Glastonbury with Barricade, that was really good. And a lot of the fun places we went to, you know, we pretty much, Edinburgh, every time we did Edinburgh, that was superb. We did the, when we took Immortal to the Fringe and we took Taboo to the Fringe, brilliant. And the Roundhouse. And just generally, you know, eating together was always really good fun. Just, you know, and parties, we had a lot of, like, we used to do birthdays really well.
Yeah.
And birthday parties were always good fun. I had my 40th birthday. We were in Manchester. And we had such a great party. And it was things like that, you know, and end of tour parties and just really enjoying the life as well as the job, I think. Because you commit to a lifestyle and you have to enjoy that lifestyle. I mean, sometimes it can be really annoying, you know, your neighbours are only 3 metres away and you can't escape. But on the whole, that was really the good thing about it.
Okay, great. So what have you gone on to do now?
Primarily back in theatre. I've done some outdoor, big outdoor work with companies like Tangle Feet, but I've been primarily in theatre since I stopped with No Fit. So I've just done 7 months at Pidlochry Festival Theatre. I'm about to go to Bath to do Panto. So I miss everybody. It's hard to be away from everyone, but got to go where the work is.
Yeah. So what do you think? How do you think No Fit State has affected your life now?
I always like to see how they're doing. I mean, what's going on with Bianco is brilliant. Just, the things that they're doing, we used to dream about going to Australia. That was amazing. Tom and I used to talk about that as a kind of fantasy. New York, what's this now? Singapore, is it? Or Hong Kong? I mean, that's
these
just...
these are all the new ones that they're going to do.
Yeah, it's a remarkable advance on what we did, what we started with in 2004 to where they are now. I mean, just watching the development of the company has been remarkable, and being a part of that. Because, I mean, from my point of view, for being in circus for so long and watching the progression of circus over the years, I mean, when I first started, as in the same with No Fit State, circus wasn't even a recognised art form. You couldn't get funding. It just wasn't there. You had to do it because you believed in it. And to see it now, it's so different. The attitude towards circus is just, it's a different world.
Great. Yeah, I think you've said some really good stuff, actually. I think I've covered most things. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me? Something that's maybe someone in the future might find interesting to listen to about the company? Or something funny?
Well, there's a lot of anecdotes, mostly involved, alcohol and dressing up and parties and, and just general stuff and, But I think one of the things that's interesting about living that lifestyle is that you make connections and friends for life. And even though I don't see them, they're always there.
Yeah.
So it's like a perfect example was being able to make Adam and Ellie's wedding last year, their wedding party in Cardiff. I couldn't make the actual wedding, but their party in Cardiff. I was working in Bath and I could get there late at night. And I got to it and everybody's response, because they hadn't seen me in a couple of years, was just like, wow, you managed to make it over. It was just, that's the kind of thing you're kind of going, these are people who I love, who I hardly ever see, and yet they're always there. And I think that's, for me, is the quintessential part of that kind of touring life. That's what you do. You make those kind of connections. You make that.
Yeah, that's lovely. That's really nice. Well, it's been really lovely to speak to you.
Me too.
I'll just say the time now is 6:05.
Brilliant.